We need to get the attention of the community, the families, and the youth, and see what we can do to fix this. And I don't mean just a Band-Aid.
It takes a village, says Mayor Hill, in an invitation to a town hall meeting. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more up next. The Coast Guard is no longer monitoring the condition of a Southeast Alaska fisherman who suffered cuts to the inside of his mouth aboard the 98-foot vessel Shellfish. Chief Petty Officer Kip Wadlow says the boat rolled while the 25-year-old crew member was in the engine room with a flashlight in his mouth, causing cuts on his tongue and the back of his throat. The Coast Guard launched two helicopters from Air Station Sitka last Thursday night, but Wadlow says weather prevented them from doing a hoist.
Coast Guard flight medics are keeping appraised of his situation. Right now, he's kind of out of the danger zone. He still has the injuries, but they are non-life-threatening.
When the call came in at about 6:30 Thursday night, Wadlow says the boat was about 270 miles west of Sitka, where it was headed. Borough officials, like Mayor Jan Hill, have said it'll take everybody to solve the alcohol problem in Haines.
We need the community to share their concerns, their thoughts, their ideas.
And that's exactly what Wednesday's town hall meeting is all about.
On what we can do to curb some of our youth drinking problems.
This week's roundtable, organized by Haines Chief of Police Gary Lowe, invites pretty much the whole town, young and old, drinkers and non-drinkers, parents or not, to throw in their two cents on an issue that has piled up with growing concern over the past few months.
I want to thank the chief for jumping on an issue that is in the forefront in Haines. Many community members have spoken to me, to the manager, to other assembly members, and to the chief, and I know the chief was on a radio program, the Talk Around Town program, I believe, talking about alcohol abuse specifically or particularly among our young people.
It's likely not a new problem, but a few high-profile incidents that involved alcohol are what helped lift the issue to eye level.
We've had several accidents, one very recently throughout the summer. And we need to get the attention of the community, the families, and the youth, and see what we can do to fix this. And I don't mean just a Band-Aid. We need to put our heads together and come up with the good answers for to protect our young people.
The town hall meeting is Wednesday, August 31st, 6:30 p.m. at the Chilcat Center for the Arts, the big brown building off of Soapsuds Alley below the Fort Seward area. Besides your neighbors, there will also be representation from the borough, the school, and counseling services. Chief Lowe describes it as a brainstorming session to identify the problem and try to come up with a solution. Again, Haines Mayor Jan Hill from last week's assembly meeting.
Anytime one person is hurt or has a problem in this community, the whole community feels it, and our young people and the drinking issues is no exception to that. So I look forward to a full house at the Chilcat Center on August 31st. And again, I'd like to thank the chief for getting on this and just making it happen so quickly.
If you filed online for your 2011 Permanent Fund Dividend, you have until this Wednesday to make changes or additions to the amount of money pledged to nonprofit organizations through the Pick, Click, Give campaign. The campaign's coordinated through a partnership that includes the Permanent Fund Dividend Division, the Alaska Community Foundation, the 4-Acre Group, and the Rasmussen Foundation. Jordan Marshall is the Special Projects Manager with the Rasmussen Foundation.
The Permanent Fund Dividend Division makes available to all Alaskans who timely filed during the regular filing season for their Permanent Fund Dividend an opportunity to make an additional gift through the Pick, Click, Give Charitable Contributions Program through August 31st of each year.
To make an initial donation or to change your previous donation, you just need to log on to the PFD Division homepage and then follow the link to add or change your charitable contribution. Marshall says it's simple, but I'm going to double check.
New webpage, www.pickclickgive.org. And there's a link at the top to Alaska PFD site. That page says charitable contributions. You click in, enter your
info. I'll spare you. This is the really boring part where you log in with your name, birthday, and my Alaska username.
All right. Pick, click, give. Let you search by region. Going for Southeast. The list is good. You got Hospice of Haines, Rural CAP, Tokchinook Watershed Council, Friends of the Haynesboro Public Library, Sitka Whale Fest, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Alaska, Southeast Alaska Independent Living, or SAIL, KHNS, Alaska Network on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, American Red Cross, Alaska Marine Conservation Council, Chilkat Valley Community Foundation, Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, Women in Safe Homes, Lynn Canal Conservation, Planned Parenthood of Great Northwest, Alaska State Firefighters Association, Haines Dolphins. What else is on this list here? Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center, Haines Friends of Recycling, Chilkat Valley Preschool, Haines Animal Rescue Kennel. And you just pick one and put in the amount. You can do, it's got it in preset amount. Starts with $25 and goes all the way to $5,000 is the most you can donate. Then you can add some more on there or you can continue. The next page asks if you want to remain anonymous or release information. And then you continue. And you're done. That was pretty easy. How long did that take?
Mike Mason has the rest from Dillingham.
There are over 400 nonprofit, education, and other organizations that you can choose from for a donation of a portion of your PFD. At the end of the initial filing period this year, nearly 20,000 Alaskans pledged to give over $1.5 million. Marshall says that's up compared to 2010.
We've seen an increase in across the board in all measures. The number of individuals who make contributions, the total number of contributions, the total dollars donated, and also the percentage of Alaskans who are taking advantage of this. We hope to see some growth in all of those categories in 2012 as well.
Marshall's hoping that Alaskans will take the opportunity before next Wednesday to help the vital nonprofit causes that are part of the Pick, Click, Give campaign.
Everybody within earshot who filed a PFD and didn't make a contribution, you're who I'm hoping to reach today. There's still a chance. It's fairly simple. Just go to the PFD division website and follow the link for add or change a charitable contribution. And you, too, can be part of this fantastic progress that we're seeing in the state of Alaska, where people are standing up and supporting the causes they care about in their communities and across the state.
This is the third year of the Pick, Click, Give campaign, and you can find additional information about the program online at pickclickgive.org. The PFD division homepage is pfd.state.ak.us. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.
And I'm Tara Bicknell. Special thanks to Mike Mason and KTOO for their contributions to this report.